Let's go back to politics now and our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. The Cabinet's been meeting this morning. Is it the Cabinet, Micheál, that's going to be talking about whether the shutdown is extended or will the restrictions, will that be left to the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan?
Yeah, I think it will. And I think the view as people went into that Cabinet meeting was that this item wasn't on the agenda. And I suppose it was pointed out too that some of the timing of those decisions don't coincide with the timing of regular Cabinet meetings. So it was sensed that this will be something that is going to happen later in the week. But perhaps it would be something that will be discussed. There's no doubt about that, because there is a COVID-19 update given to ministers over the course of the morning from both the Taoiseach and the Health Minister. There's also a concentration on perhaps further measures for small and medium-sized businesses who need support during this crisis. And I think an update too on the public finances from the Finance Minister. Public finances that are volatile at this stage given what has happened. That's the official agenda. But things have changed in the aftermath of Cabinet meetings in recent times. So we could hear more later in the afternoon about what exactly was discussed there.
Mm-hmm. And Taoiseach Simon Coveney has been talking again about what he thinks is going to be a very attractive deal that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are discussing between them, that they would then put to the other parties. He thinks it will give them pause for thought. Alan Kelly, the new Labour leader, was out on that on Morning Ireland today, wasn't he?
He was. I mean, Simon Coveney is very clear that this is going to be a different type of document, that is, it is going to give a much larger and more significant role to the state when it comes to healthcare, when it comes to things like childcare and housing as well. I suppose the questions around that is, how detailed will it be? Well, I don't think it's going to be very detailed at all. It's going to be a set of principles and priorities. It's going to be a slender document, and how you actually get there, how you realise those goals, well, perhaps there will be more question marks around that. Alan Kelly has responded and set out the position, saying it isn't a matter for the Labour Party to form a government. It's for other parties to do that. But you have to say that that is very much unlikely to be the last word on this. This question will be asked again, because you'd expect that framework document now to be completed on Thursday, and then meetings between Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin. They will together approach the other party leaders. That could happen by Friday, or it could happen early next week. And it's then that you will begin to see, can progress be made on bringing another party on board? And I think people will still be looking to Labour and the Greens in particular for that. I suppose for Alan Kelly, there's a challenge there too, right, isn't it? That he's only a few days into the job. So he would ultimately have to go before his party membership in whatever form that takes in this particular time. So he'd have to do that with a clear sense that he would be victorious in it. So that may take some time, or it may be something that he won't approach at all.
All right. I wonder, will the Easter eggs be out of date before we get a government, Micheál? Thank you very much indeed. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.